Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach here, creator of the Mama Truth Circle over at mamatruthcircle.com. And this show marks the beginning of a brand new series here that we're doing on the Mama Truth Show that is specifically for moms with big careers, or moms with big-ass careers, as I like to say. I wanted to specifically talk to all of you working moms out there, and really over the next 4 to 5 shows, I'm doing a series where we're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about that juggling act of having a big career and a big calling that you're doing in the world while also being a mom. And so on today's show, I wanted to just have the secret life of a mompreneur revealed for you. I'm going to share the messiness and the magic of being a mom with a big-ass career, because there is a lot of messy and there is a lot of magic to having your own business and really building an online empire and working in that way. And I just thought it would be really juicy for us to go into this. I have some great interviews coming up with Susan Hyatt and Jada Selner, who are incredible visionary businesswomen with beautiful big companies that have been wildly successful. You're going to love those interviews in this series. And I have a couple other tricks up my sleeve. Now, I want you to know that this show and this entire series really is brought to you by a brand new free training that I am doing, where I'm going to go deep into revealing some secrets of building an online business and really becoming a very successful visionary business woman. So you can check out that free training over at mamatruthshow.com/business. That's mamatruthshow.com/business. It will reveal all the details on that URL. You can sign up for the free training. And I will tell you that I'm going to go into some really great tips for those of you that have an online business, or those of you that want to have an online business, want to really expand your impact and contribute your gifts, really monetize your mission and live your heart-centered values. Because of course, with anything that I do, the thing that's most important is that it's in alignment with my soul and where my inner wisdom is really the CEO in my business, which is how I operate for sure. So again, go and check out that free training at mamatruthshow.com/vision. Now on today's show, I'm going to reveal the secret life of being a mompreneur, as some people call it, having a big calling and a big career in your life while also raising our children, our darling children, my girls, Evie, Rose, and Annabella. I mean, my goodness, what a huge thing it is to have this big calling and have these things that you want to contribute with your gifts in the world, while also wanting to be an incredible mom, a spiritual mom, a mom who's really present for her children. And it ain't no joke. I'm here to tell you, it ain't no joke. So here's the way that I'm going to roll. First, I just want to reveal the messiness. I'm a truth teller, as you know, here on the Mama Truth Show. We got to tell the truth, right? That's the whole thing. So I want to talk about the messiness of having a big career and having a big calling in the world and the messiness around that. And then I'm also going to reveal 3 pieces of magic, 3 magical parts of having a big career and a big calling and having your own business. Sound good? Okay, let's dive in. So the messiness, okay, the first thing that I want to say that is really true for me as an entrepreneur, as an online business owner, you know, my husband works. He is incredible. He contributes so much to my family. And I'm still the bigger breadwinner, I guess I would say. My business contributes more to our financial landscape than his music work that he does, and also the startup that he is a part of. So, you know, here's the first thing that's super messy is that the pressure can be really intense when you own your own business. And I know all of you fellow moms out there that are the primary breadwinners in your family, you feel me on this. The pressure can be really intense and it's really messy sometimes. Sometimes I feel really alone in creating more abundance and creating more revenue and ensuring that the mortgage is paid. You know, any of these times when we want to take these beautiful vacations, I want to do it from a space of financial responsibility. And it can be really intense to have that pressure on you when you also have the pressure of being a mom, because even though I have literally Rob is, my gosh, I just freaking adore my husband, can I just say, and I'm so grateful for him, and he's an incredible dad, and he does so much when it comes to my girls. And yet, I'm still the freaking manager of this household. I'm telling you, I can absolutely delegate to him, and he receives those delegations. He doesn't feel like I'm nagging him. He loves it when I tell him, hey, babe, can you do the following things? He loves it because it just doesn't occur to him. So yeah, I'm the one that's managing the camp schedules and the doctor's appointments and the dental appointments and managing the play dates and getting those things handled. You know, there's just so much management that goes into running a household. And so I just feel like, hey, kudos to us as moms that we're taking on that management. And maybe you have a different alternative lifestyle in your household where you're not managing the household. You're not, you know, even like, I can hear I don't know if you can hear the vacuum that's going on right now with our incredible Ursula, who's cleaning our house right now as I'm recording this show. And guess who's the one that managed hiring her and interviewing her and getting all that handled, and our other helpers that come into the house and the nanny share that we're in? Me. I'm the one that's managing all of that. And so it's intense to be managing that while also managing my team inside my company. Sometimes I have management nausea. I'm just like, I am so over managing everything. Like, it can be really, really, really intense and so much pressure. So that's part of the messiness of it. And I feel like it's important for us to tell the truth about that, for us to really band together as working moms to, you know, just have a all baby, all mama moment of just like, I see you and I feel you and I hear you. So that's the messiness of the secret life of being an entrepreneur. Number one, the pressure can be intense and it can be exhausting managing everything, right? Okay. So number two, it can also be really lonely being an entrepreneur, having an online business, running your own business, being the person that is the visionary behind the business. It can be really lonely and even isolating sometimes, and especially for an extrovert like me. If you haven't noticed, I'm a major extrovert and I love being around people. And it's one of the reasons why I love coaching so much, is because I've always loved diving into the story and the heart and the soul of my clients. Back when I started coaching 17 years ago now, I mean, it was like I realized I just loved hearing people's stories, and I loved getting in there with them and hearing about their perspectives and how they were holding things, and then allowing those perspectives to shift was like, oh my gosh, it was so amazing to me. I just loved that. And as everything has gotten more virtual, and where I'm doing things like this podcast, for example, where I'm reaching all of you virtually, maybe you're listening on your iPhone right now as you're walking or doing some exercise or on a, you know, a elliptical or whatever, or maybe you're listening while in front of your computer, whatever the case may be, this is a virtual medium and all these videos that I make are virtual. And a lot of my online courses, obviously, they're virtual. And I think for me, when I became a mom 9.5 years ago, I actually leaned into doing almost everything virtual because I wanted to be home. You know, I had the pleasure of nursing Annabella and nursing Evie Rose in between recording podcasts and shows and interviews and doing coaching calls and what have you. And I would actually schedule my day around that. And that was amazing. And it also meant that I got a little more isolated and I felt a little bit more alone. And so for me, this is one of the reasons why I have things like mastermind groups. And I have, you know, visionary friends of mine that I talk to every single day. We text, we talk on the phone, we do different things. This is why I do lunch dates and coffee dates and all of that. And why, you know, later this year, I'm going to be doing some things in person, even for the Mama Truth Circle, because I love looking eye to eye, sitting heart to heart, knee to knee with other human beings. And running an online business the way that I do can sometimes be really lonely. And I think add to that, you know, our first messy secret about the pressure and about managing everything, it can even get even more lonely and isolating when we're managing. And I mean, I have the most amazing team on the planet. I have Sarah, I have Lucy, I have Jerry, I have Melissa, I have all of these, you know, Nico, I have all of these amazing women that work with me in my business. But guess what? The buck stops with me, right? So it can be really lonely. Okay. The third messy secret of being an entrepreneur, an online business, a mom with a big career, I feel like there is this myth that is perpetuated out in the world around that, you know, own your own business and have the laptop lifestyle. And especially like with really slick, not so, and people that don't have great integrity around helping people with their business and business coaches out there that are, you know, I would say borderline, don't have a lot of integrity. They perpetuate this fantasy life of that, you know, you're just working whenever you want, you create your own hours and you have this laptop lifestyle and you're off gallivanting around the planet and driving in your Ferrari and your huge house. And I just want to, like, just makes me want to vomit because I feel like it's the percentage of people that have that lifestyle is probably 0.5% of all the entrepreneurs that I know out there in the world. About 0.5% of them are actually living that kind of lifestyle where they have money coming out their ears and they have these luxurious cars and these huge, gorgeous houses and they just gallivant all around the world and work a 4-hour work week. Like total bullshit. I call bullshit on that. And I believe that especially when you're first starting out as an entrepreneur and building your own business, and for those of you that work inside companies, even more so, when we first get that promotion or we first get that job, it's an all hands on deck situation. I mean, I'll never forget with my first book launch when I released Big Fat Lies Women Tell Themselves back in 2011, I turned to my husband, you know, I was a mom at that point. I was like, for the next 3 months, when I was in book launch mode, I was just like, I don't know if you're going to see me or hear from me. I don't even know how I'm going to have time to spend with Annabella. I'm so stressed right now. There is so much to be done. And my husband did hours and hours and hours of work for me in the evenings, on the weekends to help me create a successful book launch. It was super stressful. It was an all hands on deck situation. And that happens. You put in a lot of hours. When I was bootstrapping my business in the beginning, oh my goodness, I was putting in so many hours. It was more work than if I had stayed in the corporate world for me, especially because I was in corporate sales way back when, and I was working really short days and receiving a lot of money and compensation for a very, you know, back in that those days, I mean, I was working like a 15-hour work week and pulling in six figures, you know. That's not the case. And especially when you love what you do and you're serving the community that you deeply want to serve, it is a labor of love. And there are all hands on deck situations. There's a ton of hours that end up going into building these businesses. And yes, maybe eventually you get to that space where you have the 4-hour work week, right? I have not achieved the 4-hour work week yet. Thank you, Tim Ferriss, for that beautiful book. I haven't managed to do it. And guess what? I wouldn't want to only work 4 hours a week on my business because I love what I do. I love recording these podcasts. I love doing interviews on television and radio. I love writing my books. I love doing the online courses. I'm so excited about this new course that I'm going to be launching soon for entrepreneurs. I mean, I love what I do. And I love, you know, speaking on stages and doing all of that stuff. So that doesn't even necessarily appeal to me. But I just have to call bullshit on that and say the messy secret is that you work a lot when you have a big career and a big calling. And you absolutely have to find that balance and you need to make sure that you don't burn out because I've seen that a lot too. You know, there's going to be periods of time that are all hands on deck and then there's periods of time where it's not and where you need to really take your power back around your schedule. But I believe that that's a myth and a big fat lie that's perpetuated out there and I'm just here to call bullshit on it. So there you go. Those, my darlings, are the messy secrets of the life of a mom with a big career and of a mompreneur. So again, the first one is the pressure can be intense. The second is that it can be really lonely. And the third is it's a lot of work. takes a lot of work to build an online business, to build your career. And it's a lot. So those are the messiness. Okay. I'm going to take a sip of water here. Take a breath. Let's talk about the magic. What are the magic secrets? Those magic secrets that are part of the mompreneur lifestyle. So the first thing that I will say is that life becomes a canvas for your masterpiece. That's the magic, right? I mean, it is, I can't even tell you how amazing it is. I still trip out on this, that I can do something like sit here in my home office with a microphone here and record this and have thousands of you listen to this show thanks to technology. And that I could have this vision of, even just now when I was planning on what I was going to teach and talk about on the show today, it's so cool that I could say, okay, here's a topic. What do I want to say about that? And then I can actually record it and then I can get it out into the world. And there's this way where you can create a masterpiece. And when you have, especially those of you that are entrepreneurs like me, where we can say, I'm going to pull out a new canvas and I'm going to create something new. That's what I did last year in 2016 with the whole Mama Truth show and Mama Truth Circle. You know, that was me taking out a new canvas and saying, I really want to serve moms. How can I serve moms? And creating the show and creating the circle. And it's so amazing to have that experience of having a vision, having a thought, and then seeing it come into reality and allowing a new masterpiece to unfold. And I mean, it's so magical to be able to do that. Same thing with my books, to have this thing. I remember my mom, when I wrote my first book, and I worked for years on that book before I ever got it published. I think it was like 5 or 6 years when I wrote the first word for the idea and inception of that book and conception of that book to when it was my little book baby in my hands. And it was years. It was years of working behind the scenes. And I remember my mom saying, I admire so much that you're working on this book and nothing might ever happen to it. Like, it only might just be something that you hand off to readers and friends and family and that's it. It might not ever get published, but you're doing it anyway. And I was like, yeah, it's so true that there's this thing where, I have other books that are going to be written and other books that are inside of me. And I just love knowing that I can have an idea, that I can start writing, that I can start dreaming about it. And then I can actually realize it and birth that dream into the world. So magical and so cool. I love that part of this mompreneur game. Mm. Okay, so the second magic secret part of being an entrepreneur specifically. So now, especially that I'm through the first, few years of having a business, I've had an online business now going on 6 years. And so now that I have a team, now that I have incredible team members that I can trust, and I have systems that are in place, I put in those hours, I do actually have flexibility in my schedule. And yes, I do really take sometimes baths in the middle of the day and watch my favorite show in the middle of the day and do my training runs in the middle of the day and even have some afternoon delight in the middle of the day since my husband and I both work from home, right? TMI, I don't know. Too much info? I don't know. Maybe. But it's Mama Truth Show. What are you going to do? So yeah, that does happen. Eventually, once you have more systems, more team in place, and I would say for me, that reality came into play when I was well into the six figures and multi six figures. I would say once you're kind of above that $250,000 mark in your business and you can afford to hire more people, which, by the way, bringing in revenue of $250,000, $500,000, $750,000, markers that I've had inside my business, that doesn't mean that I'm making more money, because that also means that I need more team, that I'm spending and reinvesting in more money, in marketing, in enrollment, in sales systems, in trying to systematize things inside my business. So I just want to say that, because when you hear people talking about the revenue in their business, do not think that that means how much money they personally are taking home. For most people, as the revenue grows, the cost grows. And so it really is often, especially when you're growing, it's about reinvesting in your business. So now, I've reinvested and reinvested, and I have these incredible team members, so I get to have more flexibility. And for me, you know, even on Thursdays, I have my sacred space day. I do yoga. I go and hang out with my mastermind. We have lunch. That's my day when I don't schedule anything. I want to have that space for dreaming, for visioning, for working on my business instead of in my business, right? So, but I didn't have that luxury for years. But now that my business is at a certain level, I do have that luxury. And I do say, okay, I'm picking up my daughter from school most days of the week at 3 o'clock, and I'm hanging out with her. I'm picking up Evie Rose from her little nanny share at 1:30, 3 days a week, and putting her down for her nap in the middle of the day and playing with her, right? So I get the luxury and the magic of having a schedule that is more flexible, where I get to actually create the schedule that's going to work for me. So I don't want to perpetuate that myth that I talked about, the messiness of thinking that that's going to happen overnight when you start your own business. For most people, it doesn't. Maybe for you, it does. But for most people, I would say it didn't. And then you had to get to a certain level in your business, and then you started to create the lifestyle that you wanted. You know, so 4 days a week, usually 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. majority of the days. When I'm going to launch, no, I'm going to work way more hours than that. I'm going to have an all hands on deck situation, especially when I launch my next book. It's going to happen, right? So there is that magic, though, when you hit those certain markers inside your business where you have team and support, where you get to do those wonderful things and have that flexibility and spend even more time with your kids. So that's the magic secret life part, number two. And then number three, the magic of having a big career and being a mom with the big ass career, whether you work in the corporate world or you have your own business, I would say that magic secret number three is this sense of modeling for your kids that you are contributing to the world in a bigger way, that you're being of service, whether you work for a company, hopefully you love what you do just like I do. And there's a way that I can model for my girls being a powerful woman and being a woman visionary and bringing that out into the world. I feel so proud when my daughters have come and witnessed me at my book launches or come and seen me in the back of the room when I'm speaking at an event or when I'm doing a workshop. I love that I get to take my girls to places like Hawaii when I'm leading workshops or other parts of the world, which will be coming up as Evie Rose gets older. I just feel like that is so magical for them to get to see that, for them to go into a bookstore and see my books on the shelf. Oh my gosh, what a gift, what a piece of magic to get to model that for them, that that's possible. And, you know, I don't do it all. I don't believe that we can quote unquote have it all. Yes, I have an incredible husband and amazing daughters, and I get to be a mom and have this beautiful business. But there's always, and you can go back and listen to the show that I did on the Big Fat Lie about balance. There's harmony in my life for sure. And there's times when the drum section is louder in that choir of my life and in the orchestra of my life. And there's times when the flutes and the wind section needs to come up, right? So there is a juggling act that happens when we have big careers, but gosh, there's so much magic, isn't there? And I think for us to really talk to our kids about that, of why you love your work and how wonderful it is to contribute the way that you're contributing, that is the most magical thing of all to me. So again, if you want to go deeper and really learn some business skills and business tools, if you're an entrepreneur, and or if you want to be an entrepreneur, make sure to sign up for my free training, because I'm going to talk about some very specific things around building an online empire and building an online business. So you can register for that at mamatruthshow.com/business/business. Make sure to check that out. I hope this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed hearing about the messiness and the magic of the secret life of being a mompreneur and a mom with a big ass career. I hope that you love this series. Stay tuned next week for an incredible interview that I did with Susan Hyatt, who has an amazing business, and she reveals it all, and you're going to love it. So until next week, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood and the messiness and magic of being a mompreneur, if you're a mompreneur or a mom with a big career. It's Amy Ehlers signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.